My guest today, Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Andrew Magus.
Wheat and corn both finished higher. Soybeans all three contracts lower. Would you see that? They didn't look like they changed much from the start of the day here, but did you see anything? What happened with the grains today?
Actually, the wheat market kind of rebounded strongly. The Chicago and Kansas City markets made new contract lows this morning, trading below $5 before they saw some late session buying, which kind of gave us a little hope that we found some support finally. The U.S. futures have been fighting against the rising dollar, and we're getting higher estimates from all these major wheat growing countries like Russia, the EU, Australia, and Canada, etc. That is trying to put some pressure on, but maybe we kind of find the bottom. Corn saw a quiet day today. They're trying to bounce off lows we haven't seen since August, we could see some bullish news in the horizon, but with the government shutdown, we're not getting no government reports thinking that maybe these yields are coming in less than expected because of some disease pressure and, a fast finish to the corn and a wet start to the spring. So hopefully we could see some bullish news once the government sets up and we get some government reports back, but the exports have been strong. We got some export inspections today, and corn is at its seasonal highs, and soybeans actually saw decent exports too, but they're trying to test $10. They tested $10 again today, which, is a psychological support level because we keep getting this back and forth between the U.S. and China that's keeping the trade basically confused. One day you got good news coming out of China and the U.S. from President Trump, and the next day they're threatening tariffs. So, I guess we'll find out November 1st if more tariffs are going on. So,
yeah, we sure will. Cattle markets, looks like both live and feeders pushing contract highs today as well here. Hogs ended up mixed. What'd you see with the cattle markets?
Yeah, those cattle markets, especially the feeder cattle, continue to make new highs, increasing buying interest every time we make these new highs, and you're hitting some, triggering some stops at these highs that these traders didn't think that we could go through. The sellers can continue to be run over basically, and they're pushed out of the market. So as we make these new highs, but where's the end? Nobody really knows. These auction prices are still soaring. Feeder cattle, the steers and heifers are still going for 10 to 20 to actually sometimes up to $40 higher than they were last week. So where the end is on the cattle markets, we don't know. Hogs are kind of seeing a different style. They've seen some pressure lately. The hog supplies seem to be plentiful, and the packers are not having much trouble purchasing what they need for the demand right now. This is keeping prices lower, and higher hog weights have not been helping the prices either for these hog guys.
All right. Appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks for doing this.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ty.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Andrew Magus.